What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sure, he's been really good. Tonight was a really nice night. We've seen him have really good games in the past, but I just think over the long haul going back to April, he's been really good, and that's a good lineup right there that he just rolled through for 8 innings, and, you know, the first inning of Rosarena, who's seen him a bunch, obviously from the Tampa days, hit the bolt first pitch, tip your cap, still second, and then, you know, the two-out hit right there by Naylor. You know, that's kind of what won the game. We just didn't get one. They did.
Tony Manzalino talking about Dean Kramer the other night. Dean Kramer went 8, only gave up 1 run. Orioles lose that game 1-0. But Dean Kramer, since April, has frankly been very good. In rough April, but since then, he's been really good for the year, 8-9 with a 4.17 ERA, 1.25 WHIP. Should the Orioles, as we talk about people they should extend or hope to extend, should Dean Kramer be in that conversation?
Well, we spent so much time talking about Rodgers. Like, the reality is they're bereft of pitching under contract, healthy pitching under contract moving forward. And, like, we know what Dean Kramer is, and you can't dream on Dean Kramer the way you can even a Rodgers, right? And, I mean, Dean is, what, 28 years old? So, I mean, it is what it is. But what it is a guy who's pitched in the AL East for his whole career and who can battle and... Like, he hits the post. He's been durable. And they've gone out and thrown money at guys who are 32 to 36 years old to do what Dean Kramer's basically doing in his late 20s. Why not try to buy some more of that now?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting option for them. And you know who Dean is at this point. And like you said, you're paying him for what he is, which is a back end of the rotation starter, which you need. Every team needs. And this season, after the month of April, he's been really, really good. 18 starts, 3.36 ERA. He's gone 7-plus innings in 7 of those starts. That's been a new dimension to Dean this year, is him battling and eating innings for the boys like Jordan Lyles a couple of years ago. You know that there's inevitably going to be some blow-up starts.
Yeah.
But you know that there's going to be some stellar starts against playoff teams like the Mariners a couple days ago, going 8 innings, 1 earned. And he's been really good against the AL East over the past couple of years as well. And even on the season as a whole, his FIP, his fielding independent pitching, is lower than his ERA. So that tells you he's been unlucky, and especially earlier in the year, that Kansas City game comes to mind where the defense was horrid behind him. But yeah, assuming the price is right and Dean is realistic I'm with you.
Well,
I'm
as Jason you. Points out, they gave over $10 million to both Morton and Sagano.
And Lyles, we've been playing this game forever.
Gibson.
Take a guy you already know can pitch in this division. You know his warts, you know his upside. Yeah. If you had better player development and you had better pitching coaches, he's got a 6-pitch mix potentially that you still might be able to tap into a little bit more. Like, have they maximized sequencing with him and some other things? Probably not, because what are they maximizing anywhere over there player development wise? They maximize getting guys hurt. That's what they maximize. So
they do that.
I just think it would not be the craziest thing in the world at all, especially when you know, like, I don't even count Grayson Rodriguez in the equation at all in 2026.
How can you?
Bradish is going to need a long reset at some point in time if you're going to get him through the season, because you've got to rebuild innings after a year this year where he's going to have thrown, even whatever he throws at the major league level, whatever it is, 5 starts, 6 starts. Like, the season's already over. The pressure's off. It's not like the wear and tear that you would log from regular, like, AL East innings. So he's basically coming back from almost two complete years off. What did he make? The 9 starts the year before, and then he's going to make at the tail end 5 or 6 this year when they've already been eliminated. So what are you really going to get out of Bradish over the course of that full season? Like, how many innings you think you're going to be able to inventory? And then whatever they acquire, are they going to do what they should? They never do as much as they should. So if you think they're going to solve the equation outside the organization, I'd say you're nuts if they keep these people employed.
You'd be nuts
to keep these people employed. So why have Dean Kramer going into his walk year if you can avoid it?
Well, he's got, what, two more years, 2026 and 2027. But, yeah, now's the time when you have those type of conversations. And I think it makes a lot of sense. And there's so much uncertainty, like you're outlining, with the starting rotation, where Dean, he's been relatively durable throughout his career as well. I think that's definitely a guy to have conversations with, him and Rodgers.
Right, so you got 2 years arbitration, and then his age 32 season would be his unrestricted year. But you've continually been buying pitchers who were, like I said, 32 to 36 years old.
Or older in Morton's case.
Or Sagana. Yeah. Or, I mean, like, so...
Gibson.
Gibby. So, I don't know. Now, I guess they could say, well, you don't have to. You never have to do anything, but the price of pitching tends to go up. And, I mean, you don't think he'd want a certainty on the next 2 years, plus you buy an extra year of control? I don't know. It's not as pressing as Rodgers. He doesn't have the upside that Rodgers has showed, but I
it's also not going to cost as much.
I'll tell you this. And look, I saw Nestor Amon pitch last night. I like him. There's, you know, people are going gaga over Gibson's first start at AAA. The problem is a lot of these guys don't have elite stuff. So the higher they go up the ranks, the more you tend to see the regression. And so I don't know how it's all going to play at the major league level. What I do know is they haven't developed a consistent major league starter yet. And Dean Kramer's a consistent major league starter. And you could tell me he's not going anywhere for a couple of years. But at some point, somebody's got to think they have a future here beyond arbitration.
At some point, the Orioles have to think about tomorrow. Like they seem to be living in this world of I'll take care of today, and then tomorrow will work itself out. Baseball gods. They got to think about tomorrow at some point, don't they? At least I think if you're a rational human being, you got to think about tomorrow, but maybe they don't need to. Maybe it'll all work out in the end.
You need to give contract extensions. We haven't seen any. A, for the fans, but B, you know these type of conversations are happening in that clubhouse. How could it not be?
We don't have a future here. We're auditioning.
You're human.
Somebody else will give us our first real contract. Not these guys.
Orioles back in action tonight. They are in Houston. As far as we can tell, neither Dylan Beavers or Sam Basayo is with them in Houston. This is the first day with the August 15th, and you can the days and the rest of the season. It allows them to bring up and they preserve their rookie status. But alas, it doesn't seem like they're going to be there. Baltimore Baseball tonight coming up at 6. It's the Bone and Ryan Rifkin. Come from the same cloth edition of BBT coming up at 6 o'clock. Coming up next, though, time for Best Bets. It's a Friday. Our friend Ariel Epstein, the prop queen, and our own Beltway Ben Hall. Best Bets next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.